This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doing our whip around the sports world call. We call them our Daily Wires. Mm-hmm. The buzz. There were 10 scoreless innings last night in the Dodgers-Blue Jays game number 3. Between the 8th and the 17th inning, not a single run was scored, and 19 total pitchers were used.
That's crazy.
In that ballgame. What a wild finish. You're right. I wouldn't be surprised if tonight we saw the opposite. We saw the starting pitchers go deep into the game. So I don't know if they're probably not going to use Shohei later on in this series unless they absolutely have to.
You don't know what to expect tonight. I think that's why it makes it fun is you have no idea with all the, what'd you say, 19 pitchers used? What the heck's going to happen in game 4? It's going to be fun.
Last night in Monday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Commanders 28-7. And all of a sudden, after an 0-2 start, the Chiefs are 5-3 on the season.
Shocker.
What's that old saying? Reports of my demise were greatly exaggerated.
Yep, and that happened in Kansas City, didn't it? Shame on us for thinking that an 0-2 start was going to bury them. But just like The Undertaker, to make Lonzo and Rob Brown happy, they have sat right back up these days.
In that game, Travis Kelce scored a 10-yard touchdown late in the third quarter, and it was an historic one. His 83rd career score tied former running back Priest Holmes for the most total touchdowns in Chiefs franchise history. So congratulations Travis for achieving
that.
Mavericks rookie Cooper Flagg injured his left shoulder on the opening possession of last night's 101-94 loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he spent the vast majority of crunch time watching from the bench due to a coach's decision to pull him. Flagg finished with only 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting, 2 rebounds, and no assists in 31 minutes. He attributed his lackluster performance to being flat in the second game of his first NBA back-to-back.
Diesel, what the Dallas Maverick fans do at home games when the national anthem's played? Have you heard this audio?
No.
So you're going through the national anthem, and the part that says that our flag was still there, on flag, the word flag, the entire stadium yells the word flag.
Ah,
so you've got this nice national anthem going along, and all of a sudden the entire arena yells flag because of Cooper Flagg.
Is that patriotic or anti-patriotic?
Only Dallas is what it is. It's just only Dallas.
Broncos corner, Pat Surtain II is expected to miss multiple games after a left pectoral strain and could be a candidate for injured reserve. He was injured while making a tackle with 22 seconds left in the first half of Sunday's 44-24 home win over the Dallas Cowboys. His left arm and shoulder twisted awkwardly as he tried to pull George Pickens to the ground. And oof, that's a tough loss to lose Pat Surtain.
Big time. Because one of the best in the business at his position. I hate it for the Broncos.
Georgia coach Kirby Smart, when asked about LSU, Brian Kelly's becoming the latest in the long list of coaches who have been fired during the season. He said, quote, "It's the world we live in at this time in the middle of the season. I think there's so much built around the playoffs. It's like everything is boom or bust, and you can't have a normal season." What does Kirby Smart know about normal seasons anyway? All he does is win, no matter what.
You know, I don't know. I love, by the way, reporters asking other coaches about these firings because it's cool to hear their insight. Was Dabo Swinney not asked about that today? Oh. And I know we've got some Dabo audio coming up later in the show, but I didn't see. Maybe I've missed it. And Tolo's, help me out if you saw something out there. I would like to have heard Dabo's thoughts on all that's going on.
Man, wouldn't that be funny to hear Dabo defending Brian Kelly? That's Mr. Southern Dabo Swinney defending Mr. Northern Brian Kelly. That's interesting, especially since they just played. Michigan and Sharon Moore have withdrawn their appeals in the NCAA infractions case. It's centered around advanced scouting. This is a statement coming from Michigan. Quote, "After careful consideration and the prolonged impact of an appeal on Michigan and our student athletes, we have withdrawn our appeal of the NCAA's infractions decision and penalties." So I guess they're admitting, yep, we did it. We're not going to fight it anymore. And we're not going to throw any more money at this.
That's what it sounds like, right? It's a waste of time, waste of money. Let's move on.
What is clearing your name of this even do at this point? Maybe put some wins back in the record books? I don't know.
Yeah, just move on.
This one's wild, Cole. Three former men's, as we've been talking a lot about gambling scandals lately, three former men's basketball players at Eastern Michigan refused to participate in an investigation into potential sports betting infractions involving multiple Eagles games from the 2024-25 season. Jalen Billingsley, Deshaun Nelson, and Jalen Terry, who none of which are still with the program, had their phones imaged. I think that means copied, I think. I'm not sure. On January 29th, as part of an NCAA investigation triggered by suspicious betting on Eastern Michigan's game January 14th against Central Michigan. The players declined to be interviewed and later notified the NCAA through legal counsel that they would not participate in the investigation and asked that the phone imaging be destroyed. Refusing to participate in investigations is an NCAA violation and can result in the permanent loss of eligibility. The only problem is they don't have any eligibility left.
I wish we could go one day without hearing one of these stories, but we're not going to, are we?
Maybe it's proof that sports gambling is really, 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 really dirty.
Unless you're on Prize Picks.
In a memo, Greg Sankey urged the NCAA to rescind its decision to permit athletes to bet on pro sports. SEC presidents, quote, are united that this is a major step in the wrong direction. That's the memo from Greg Sankey to the NCAA. He says, no. You cannot let them bet on pro sports. It's a slippery slope, man. Bad things will happen.
Indeed, it is a slippery slope, no doubt.
Ian Rappaport said on NFL game day morning on Sunday that the Steelers are very interested in signing Aaron Rodgers to another season because this one is off to such a good start. Obviously, Aaron has been very wishy-washy on whether or not he's going to play another season, as he was very wishy-washy on whether or not he was going to play this season. But
you know,
he's winning, so maybe that'll light a fire on him to come back.
And I think that's the thing, Diesel. Like, if he wants to come back and he's fully committed, bring him back, because at least you have some stability there and you're not, like, just banking on some quarterback out of college. I don't have a problem with it if he's committed. Like I said, if he's committed.
The 6-2 Hurricanes, that'll be the Carolina Hurricanes, will host the 5-1-3 Las Vegas Golden Knights tonight at 6:30. So they are off to a really good start. And the 2-1 Hornets are on the road at the 2-1 Heat tonight at 7:30. So as bad as it seems here in South Carolina with our teams, things are going pretty well for the teams in North Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.